Robots Radio presents...
Rated M for Mature.
Welcome back, everybody, to The Download, weekly gaming news, the show where we give you the deal on the latest in gaming every week in a small, bite-sized download. You know, every week, these intros get shorter and shorter, and I care less and less. This is Jameson, by the way.
If you couldn't tell. No, I started my cycle, so my voice might be a little bit deeper. That's what...
Oh, I see. It could also just be that... It's a little cold out and my voice is a little raspy, so I can't, like, fake your voice as well.
Please try.
No, I can't. I mean, it takes all of my effort right now just to ventriloquist you.
Ventriloquist me?
Yes. Yes.
Fantastic.
So, and you are?
Oh, yeah, I'm the diggity dog. I'm Brenna. Yeah, I went for it. You got a problem?
Yeah. Swing and a miss.
That is not swing.
Just like
splat.
The Dodgers.
You know what? I was so close to just hanging up on you.
Please don't. Craig's already on thin ice right now.
Craig is on thin ice.
We don't need to do that to him. Anyway, so we're back once again. It's the end of October. This is the last week of October. Where has the time gone?
Yeah, it's almost 2022. We have like, oh my god, we have like 3 months.
2 months. November, well, December.
Okay. Yes, yes.
We have literally 2 months.
60 days. Just over.
Like 66.
Yeah.
Ugh. I don't like that at all.
What the F? God. Hey, remember when they said it was going to be a few months and Rona was going to be away? Like weeks, like 2 weeks. That was like 2 years ago.
Yeah, then oh America God, happened. March will be 2 years. Yeah. America.
Yeah.
Nice job on the censoring.
Thanks.
God.
I think this intro got longer because we went into despair.
It did. Well, that also means just think about how much stuff we're supposed to get done over the next 2 months.
No.
We haven't started.
Definitely not.
Like, Brenna, you need to get your shit together.
Me?
Yeah. You're holding back this whole endeavor right now.
I totally know, because I'm in charge of the website, so.
Website can't be made without you. We talked about this.
So we need to stop messing around one of these weekends and actually get it done.
Weekends? I need a weeknight commitment from you.
We do hang out and play video. You know what? Mommy and daddy can't argue over this, all right?
You know what? We're gonna table this discussion for later after the kids have gone to bed. Then we're really going to hash it out. Yes. Just if you hear yelling downstairs, just close your eyes, go back to sleep. Otherwise, I'll come upstairs and I'll fucking... All right. First up this week, surprisingly, Square Enix's Guardians of the Galaxy has turned out to be a phenomenal game. I was honestly very concerned it was just going to be an Avengers copy.
Yeah.
And it was going to be absolutely garbage. But it is just a straight up, no frills, solid single player game. It's getting phenomenal reviews. 8.5, 9s out of 10s. It's got a, like about an 18 hour campaign, which is a solid, solid campaign, especially if they're going to add more stuff down the line, you know?
Yeah, it's people want single player games. You don't need to break the mold with everything that you do. Some people just want to sit and play a game in a theme or style. That is it.
And I think this is the perfect way to do superhero games. Especially the Marvel games, because it's, you know, they're able to get the personality in there. You're able to get all the dialogue in there. It's almost like playing the movies.
They need to think of it the way that Lego thinks of theirs.
You know, Lego's gotten a little rocky. the last couple of years. They're trying to do too much. Everything is Lego now. It's just they're trying to just crank them out, and the quality
is the original Lego.
The original Legos were so good.
So good.
Like the OG ones. Oh, God. Yeah.
Lego Star Wars that I played on Game Boy. Fantastic.
It was so good. Yeah. I played it with my friends on Xbox 360. So fantastic. Much fun.
So yeah. Good. Anyways.
Just lots of little jokes. But yeah, it's honestly a great game. The dialogue is the huge component about it. Everything else is just solid fundamentals of a single player game.
Level design was solid. Everything was good. You know, sound design, video, like audio, all yeah. great.
No open world. Just nice, concise, fun. It's got decent like upgrades and level progression among the characters. And everything just circles back to the dialogue. There's just an F ton of dialogue, and it's so well voiced, and it's such high quality. That's honestly what keeps you going. And that's how it should be in a game like this, especially a superhero game with the way Marvel is right now. It should be all about the dialogue.
Well, especially this particular set of superheroes.
Yes. They're very...
Quippy.
Yes.
All the movies were.
I definitely want to play this game now. I mean, I love the Guardians of the Galaxy movies. Like, Drax speaks to me on so many levels.
The man is so special. I love it.
Yes. My favorite is always when he's just eating the chip and he thinks he's invisible.
So good.
What an idiot.
So good.
What an idiot. And I mean, the characters look good too. Like, they didn't try and copy the look of the characters from the movies. They also didn't mirror them from the game. You get a nice kind of like hybrid mix of the two.
Yeah.
So it works.
It's still believable as the characters.
Yes.
But it's not trying to mirror match, so it doesn't look weird.
Yeah. And I mean, like, it definitely seems like Square Enix wishes they could go back and redo Avengers like this.
So here's the thing. The company listened to what everyone said and changed in the next game and made it the thing that we said we wanted. Perfection. That's all you have to do. It's okay if you mess up, but don't continue to do the same thing and expect us to buy trash games.
Agreed. And you know what would be a nice bonus to a game like this? Adding optional co-op. Yeah. You can play the game totally single player by yourself, but if you wanted to choose, you can have a friend drop in and play the roles of other characters during scenes. That could be fun. That could be a nice little addition. Nothing crazy. Doesn't have to be forced upon you. So, my two cents. We also got to see Halo Infinite. It's like been a year since we last saw Halo Infinite campaign, and now they're come back with a new campaign overview video. And God, does the game look so much better now. Like, whatever we saw last year was just doesn't exist anymore.
It's shuffled. It's definitely deleted or thrown on the cutting room floor.
Yes, it looks so much cleaner. It looks so much crisper. It, as you said,
it looks like
right Halo. Before, it looks like Halo. That's what I like to see. However, the campaign will be missing some very key elements at launch. Very un-Halo-like. Yes. So, as you know, multiplayer will be free to play. Anybody can pick it up. Anybody can download it. Absolutely fantastic. Campaign, however, is going to run you $60.
Okay, you know what? I'm kind of okay with this.
I'm not okay with it, but continue.
So here's the thing. They want to get out the single player campaign. I know that the multiplayer made Halo what it was, but they have to do this right. And I'm okay with them making it right. And then releasing the multiplayer afterwards.
They're coming out on the same day.
But you just said they weren't.
No, they're coming out on the same day. There's a lot of features in the campaign that are not coming out when the campaign comes out.
Multiplayer co-op.
Yeah. And co-op then multiplayer won't get Forge. Co-op is what made Halo Halo. And then there will be no ray tracing at launch either. They will do that major graphical update at a later time. So honestly, it begs the question, like, what is in the campaign at this point if they've cut out all of these features to get it out. Okay. And why am I paying $60 for it at launch?
I agree. $60 for it at launch is stupid. Co-op not being in there, that's dumb. They should definitely wait. Ray tracing should have been added from the very beginning. Granted, like, these things not being in there, I don't know if it makes it that much less of a $60.
I mean, how? I want to know how.
Quality. Like, yeah, that's true. Like life improvement.
Yes, it's not necessary. It is
a single player. I mean, it is like a campaign. It doesn't necessarily need to have co-op, even though that's what made it.
Yeah, I don't know. I need to know how much content is in it too. Like,
there's going to be a lot.
There needs to be a lot for $60 for just single player. Because I mean, at least before when it was packaged together, you know, it was like, okay, I can rationalize playing $60 for a Halo game. That's the normal price. I get a full-blown glorious campaign, and then I get to play multiplayer, which is everybody's bread and butter. I would not be surprised. I mean, a lot of people are really looking forward to Halo. I'm really looking forward to Halo. A lot of people really love Halo campaigns. I really love Halo campaigns, except for the last two, because they sucked. Halo 4 and Halo 5, garbage. But, like, this looks interesting enough. It's got my attention. I'm willing to give it a try. But I just, with multiplayer free to play, I wonder how much that's going to hurt sales of single player. How many people are going to buy single player?
Boys, like, everyone is going to buy it, because why wouldn't you? It's Halo. And so, like, they can continue working on like multiplayer and have seasons and do the same thing as everyone else. But if you mess up the single player,
literally, internet was flawless all night till now.
Is it Discord?
I don't know. I don't think so. It's not, because I see the icon.
No, I know. It could be Discord, like, messing with your computer. Just the act of running Discord itself.
Yeah, it could be.
How, like, drawing weird bandwidth for your, or like spiking somehow, not being optimized in the servers.
I have run troubleshooting testing, so.
Because you're, yeah. You want to mark it so you know that this time is when it happened?
I mean, I'll be able to see it when I edit. There'll just be a few seconds of long silence. It's pretty obvious. So, fun stuff, everybody. Gotta love it. Google Fiber just really letting me down. Honestly, it's gotta be, because my roommate's been having issues too. So it's something. I reset the router too this evening as well. But, and it's always like this time, I guess. So there must be something going on.
Yeah.
Because it's all, anyway. We'll patter on here. But yeah, so Halo Infinite. It looks much better. I want to see more. I want to know more.
It is concerning the things that we are seeing that aren't added, especially since like they're the golden nuggets that made it what it was. I still think it's gonna be good. Eventually everything will get there. They probably shouldn't release it when they're releasing it, but that's all right.
My main question is just how long till we get that stuff after the fact. That's my biggest concern, is that it's going to be a solid chunk of time before we get like Forge or before we get co-op, because it took them effing forever to add Forge for Master Chief Collection, like far too long.
Well, it shouldn't be that difficult to add now, since they've already configured the code to be in modern consoles. I'm hoping.
There is lots of questions. I don't know what they're doing with Forge. And I don't know why co-op is so difficult. But we'll see. We'll see. Additionally, right now, AMD and Razer, among a couple other companies, are running a Halo like promotion/giveaway. You can enter to win Halo-themed products. from Razer and AMD. Gosh. And that includes, yeah, that includes a special edition Razer, or not Razer, AMD Radeon, there's a lot of R's, RX 6900 XT Halo Infinite limited edition graphics card. It's a lot of words.
NVIDIA came out with one as well.
No, NVIDIA hasn't had one. This is exclusively with Radeon. It looks like a NVIDIA card though, because it's green and it's gold and it's pretty.
Maybe someone did a custom thing.
Maybe. But and then Razer's doing a they're giving away those limited edition cards as well as a Ryzen 9 5900X processor. Sweet Jesus, that's like an $800 processor.
Yeah.
Glorious. So if you want to win that, just Google Halo Infinite AMD and become the ultimate hero with AMD.
Nice. I don't know how to do it, so.
Just go into a bathroom with a bunch of boys and you got it.
That is the last effing thing I will do.
You don't like to go into the bathroom with the boys?
Definitely not. You don't even like to go into men's bathrooms.
I don't. No one does.
It's just a horrid place.
The sad part is all men know it's terrible and yet they do nothing.
You contribute.
I don't. Well, I don't.
Not you.
Anyway. We already talked about the ray tracing. Lastly, probably one of the biggest announcements last week from Sony was God of War. This is from 2018. Will be coming to PC, Steam, and the Epic Game Store on January 14th for the crisp price of $50. Absolutely effing glorious PC master race.
Yay!
PC wins the platform wars. We have officially obliterated everybody. We now have all the Infinity Stones. Let's be honest. We have them all. We're getting Uncharted too.
I was going to say Uncharted is one of them. God of War, Gears, and
Halo.
What else?
I'm trying to think of what's another big name franchise. I mean, we and then just normal PC games. I mean, we've got it all at this point. We've got the best of everything.
This is true.
So as long as we start getting newer Sony games, yeah, it's going to get even. There's going to be no competition with PC anymore. I'm very happy to see that they're releasing the game both on Steam and Epic Game Store, so everybody can go and buy it on Steam. And the game is coming with some nice bonuses for PC players because we're better than everyone else. We will be getting enhanced visuals, unlocked frame rates, 4K resolution options, as well as NVIDIA DLSS and Reflex support. The game will also support controllers, mouse and keyboard, and will support 21:9 ultra wide screens. Really just
so good.
Really just sprinkling out.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sprinkling out the goodies. So
bet money I will be playing it on my DualShock sensor.
Oh yeah.
It is so good to play.
It's a shame that PC doesn't support the DualShock, the DualSense functions yet.
Yes.
But one day.
Isn't Steam working on that?
I think so.
Yeah.
But it would be more of a Sony thing. Sony has in Steam. I don't know. But so I'm frankly very excited. I'm looking forward to play it. They'll be also adding some bonus content to the game. You'll get the Death's Vow armor sets for Kratos and Atreus, Exile Guardian shield skin, Buckler of the Forge shield skin, Shining Elven Soul shield skin, and Dolkenshelder shield skin. So very exciting. I'm frankly very excited. I can't wait to get a new PC so I can run this. And this will be coming out around the same time as God of War Ragnarok, which is the sequel to this game, I believe. I think that has a February release date, if I am correct. No, it has no listed release date as of yet. So I thought for certain.
Talking at your keister here.
No, I feel very confident that it was February. God of War Ragnarok release date. Thank you. 2022. That's what it likes to tell me. Yes, we knew it was delayed. Thank you. Yeah, no release date. Listen. You know what does come out in February, though, is the Horizon Forbidden West, which they dropped some gameplay of that the other day. It looks pretty.
Yeah, it always looked as a good game.
But yeah, so Sony's just finally realizing how much money is to be had on PC and how many players will purchase their game on PC, especially even if they already own it, people repurchase it. And that's just evident by the massive sales that their other games have had. I think like Death Stranding sold something like 500,000 copies in 3 days when it came out on Steam, you know, a year later. So I would definitely love to see Sony start embracing PC, even if that means like you get 1 year of PlayStation exclusivity before it drops on PC. I don't think anybody would complain about that. Just the fact
sure
that we
would, but
I mean, F themselves. It's better than waiting, you know, 3 or 4 years like we're getting right now. We're getting the games from 2018. And hoping. People have been hoping for Bloodborne for like forever.
Never.
And it's still, it's not coming. So it would be, I would love for them to do that. Just like the 1 year mark be fantastic.
Yeah. I mean, might as well.
Yeah. Because by that point, you've sold everything there is to sell on PlayStation. And by that point, it's stupid cheap sales, or you're giving away the game for free, which is usually what they do.
I don't mind exclusivity on your platform for an extended period of time. And then after that period of time, just releasing it. Because after a year and you haven't purchased the game, are you ever going to purchase it?
This is true. I mean, I can understand they don't want to ever release on Xbox. Totally respect that. But PC, we are the middle ground. So, you know, cut us some slack. Give us the games. And it's not gonna hurt Sony either by doing that. It's only going to help them. Because people buy consoles for a reason. They're going to stick to their consoles. They're not going to give up the console just because Sony games are now on PC.
Definitely not.
So, anyway, in some other news, we got a review of the Nintendo Switch OLED. And if you are purchasing this, buy a screen protector. The durability test of the Nintendo Switch OLED by Jerry Rig Everything, which is a popular YouTube channel. He gave the screen a 2 out of 10.
The lowest that you can give, honestly.
Right?
A 1 out of 10 has to literally be like you breathe on it and it cracks.
I mean, that's like just anything and everything scratches that screen. And then when he was doing some actual tests, like he was seeing like deep, deep scratches and, you know, grooves and whatnot. That's like mega concerning.
Yeah, I don't know what happened because definitely, I mean, there's OLED screens that don't scratch this much. So what in the world happened?
So if you buy the Nintendo Switch OLED, please, please, please screen protector that thing up because you will regret it. Additionally, Nintendo has announced that they have delayed Advance Wars 1 and 2, a reboot camp, which is the Advance Wars remaster game. They have pushed it. It was supposed to launch in December, and they have pushed it to spring 2022. More details to come later. I'm a little bummed about that. That was one of my favorite games when I had my Game Boy Advance and my Game Boy, what was the little square one? SP?
Maybe.
It's like the little silver. It was right before the DS. Game Boy. Yeah, Game Boy SP. Yeah.
Fantastic.
Why are they still selling for $160?
That's ridiculous. I mean, I have a Game Boy Advance.
I can go dig. I have my SP and my Advance still in there. I don't know what happened to my original Game Boy. It's disappeared. I don't know where it went. Somewhere in some of the moves that I did over the years, it disappeared. So incredibly sad. I held on to that for so long, too.
I've had my Game Boy Advance for like decades.
Yeah. I mean, my original Game Boy is like almost 30 years old.
Yeah.
Because that came out in 92, I think. Game Boy Classic. Let's see. When did it come out? Released in Japan in 89. North America 89.
There you go.
Good God, I didn't know it was that old.
Oh yeah.
When did the Game Boy Color come out?
Sir, this is not what we're doing today.
No, I need to know when I got this. This is important. This is important, Brenna.
Is it now?
It is. 1998. So that means like I probably got the Game Boy 97, yeah. That sounds about right. Crazy. Oh. Memories. Feels so old.
Yep.
An update on Activision Blizzard. So the company released a accountability update that to many employees does not feel like there's any accountability, especially considering the update came from Fran Townsend, which is the former Trump torture aide that was responsible for like saying, nope, we aren't torturing anybody anywhere, when in actuality we were excessively. And so she's apparently in charge of the improvements and the accountability. And according to HR and Townsend, over 20 people have, quotes, exited the company due to employee reports in recent months, and 20 others have received some disciplinary action. They still have yet to acknowledge any of the demands made by the people that walked out during the A Better Blizzard in July, the walkout. Goodness.
Are you all right?
Struggling. You know, I have to really, there's a lot I have to carry. My back is so sore. It's a lot of work.
Sounds like a lot of complaining out of you. Keep going, clicker man.
I'll just stop here.
Hey man, go ahead. See what happens. Anyways, these people suck. You alright? Oh, okay, cool. Okay, apparently there are three new roles that were recently added to the company's ethics team, compliance team, and 19 new ethics and compliance roles will be added in the future. Sure. Apparently, this is going to triple the spending on training for everyone, including executives. I highly doubt. I would love to be a fly on a wall looking at executives watching this harassment training. You gotta love it. So we'll see what actually happens with this. No one cares because it doesn't seem to be enough. They're not punishing those that actually did something that were harassing, and this is kind of like slapping a band-aid. What's that one commercial that's like putty and then they like put it over giant cracks? Or it's tape. Is it tape?
I don't remember. I can visualize the commercial.
You know exactly what I'm talking about. It's like a clear glass tank.
Yes, and it's like the Billy Mays guy.
Yes.
But it's a different one. Yes, I know what you're talking about. I don't know. That's probably a more effective solution to their problem than what they're doing right now.
Clearly. I don't know. Apparently, they're saying that they're looking into reports. Apparently, they're going through as many channels that are available. So get out of here.
It's a couple decades too late.
Seriously, but it bears repeating. Reports can be submitted anonymously, and there is a zero tolerance for retaliation of any kind.
Okay. Tell that to all the employees that were retaliated against for submitting reports.
Asked to leave and or harassed endlessly? Sure. With proof? Fantastic. So, good luck to you, Activision Blizzard. We'll see you in the bankruptcy list. All right. So, where are we at now? This guy. Avowed. They're coming out with similar to Skyrim, two-handed style combat. Showed us all of 10 seconds of the gameplay, which is cool. But, you know, I kind of want to see more than that. It's going to be running the same engine that Outer Worlds is running. So we'll see. It should be good, hopefully. Single person, combat, RPG, exploration, everything that we kind of love.
I mean, this is coming from a studio that did make old Fallout games and old, I think, Elder Scrolls games. So they do know what they're doing. And the game, we got a peek at it last year is when we got that little like 10 seconds of glance. But according to sources, the game's now through pre-production and is currently in a alpha state. So high likelihood we'll probably be seeing Avowed late next year.
Apparently it also has destructible environments, so you can use spells and lightning and fire to blast through doorways and things like that.
Super. That would be exciting.
Right? Yeah, a destructive Skyrim. Fantastic. So apparently Dune is already getting... Dune Part 2 is already kind of being talked about. Dune itself did pretty damn well. Came out in theaters, what, a few days ago?
Friday, yeah.
Yeah. So done really well in theaters. You know, what were they trending to make? 36.8 million internationally?
More than that. It did 40 million over the weekend. So, which for being a more obscure sci-fi film, that's pretty dang good. And COVID,
yeah. I mean,
and it released on HBO Max too. Yeah. So there's a lot of ways for people to watch it.
You know what? I'm going to say the COVID thing is over because people are dying to watch things in theaters.
Well, and you're starting to see now when they're releasing movies, they're like exclusive to theaters.
Right.
So like
it usually is.
Yes. But they have to remind people again because times are changing. But it's gotten great reviews so far. People say it's much more of a human story than the past Dunes. The past Dunes were all about like the sci-fi and the action. And they say that this one is very much about the characters and humanity and, you know, like interactions, that it's much more faithful to the book this way. So I've heard nothing but good reviews.
Yeah, I mean, it's a great book. Time to give it a great series.
Green.
And speaking of new series, Sony's released the first official Uncharted movie trailer, and it features one of the more famous scenes as far as Uncharted goes of the plane crash. So it is pretty cool. It does mirror pretty well. Obviously they change it for, you know, cinematic. It needs to be a little bit more boisterous. So that's fine. They change
boisterous.
A little bit.
What does boisterous mean?
Just, I mean, it's like a feeling. No, I'm just kidding. No, flamboyant, big, bombacious. What else do you want me to throw out?
Bombacious. I like all these. I mean, you're hitting me with thesaurus right now, giving me all of the synonyms.
The scriptures. Oh, fantastic. Yeah, so Mark Wahlberg is Sully. Super cool. And we have our Spider Boy showing up as Nathan Drake. I have my opinions on it.
What are your opinions, Brenna?
It looks like a cool movie. I wish he would play a different character with like a few more brain cells than they're giving him. especially since, I don't know, Nathan Drake is like a jet setting, crazy archaeologist puzzle. He literally goes out and solves these crazy puzzles in like peril, mortal danger.
But that's older Nathan Drake. This is younger Nathan Drake.
The scene that they copied from here is in the late, like he is older.
Yeah, but they can just copy scenes.
Eh. And so I'm not a fan. I don't think it's Uncharted. It's a cool movie, period. They could get rid of the name Uncharted, and I'd be all right with that. So, will it be a good movie? Yeah.
I think it will be a good movie. I think it'll be entertaining.
Yeah.
I like Tom Holland.
I do too. I just want him to play like slightly different of a character once.
It could also just be the trailer too, that they just threw in all of those scenes. Maybe. Entirely possible. They do that all the time. I mean, how many times have you gone to see like movies like The Hangover and they've put all the funny scenes into the trailer?
Yeah. Oh yeah, totally. So we'll see. I know that they made him look younger because they wanted it to be like a longer series. I'm sure they want him to do like 4 movies, 5 movies.
I mean, he's only like 20 something. He's very young.
He is very young. I mean, Uncharted was a really popular game. I don't know if this is going to be the series that, you know, he hangs his hat on.
I mean, he's only 25.
Sure. But if he does these movies, if they just like kind of bang him out like they normally do with this type of stuff, I mean, he could be doing this for a better part of like 5 to 7 years, you know?
I mean, that's not a bad thing. He's been doing Spider-Man for the last 5 to 7 years.
No, it hasn't been 5 years. Don't believe you. We'll confirm later. But yeah, it looks really cool. Do I think it's an Uncharted movie? Not really, but it looks awesome.
Yeah, he's been doing Spider-Man for 5 years. He first appeared in Captain America Civil War 2016. Spider-Man Far From Home airs this year, marking 5 years of Spider-Man.
There you go. Fantastic. All right. Apparently more BS is going on with Twitch. So hackers are stealing Twitch streamers' payments and Twitch can't help. Well, that's what happens when your code gets leaked.
That sucks. Because the streamers, that's their buddy.
Yeah, and they didn't do anything.
And they're stealing the streamers' money, not Twitch's money.
Which is stupid. Because if you have access to things, why don't you try and steal Twitch's money? I don't know if that's possible, but
I'm sure it is. Money has to go somewhere.
It does have to go to an account. How encrypted that account is, probably way harder than...
I mean, when you have all the source code, I'm sure you know exactly what accounts it's going to.
Yeah. Interesting. You know, I wish people would like, you know, you can be Robin Hood. Why don't you just like delete federal debts? Like, go and do that. How nice, right? You got all the power. Just delete it. Just delete. Anyways.
One can dream.
I know, right? Let's see here. Da-da-da. Another streamer. This is great. Dan Dangler? Really? Dan Dangler. We're going to blow past that one?
I mean, I don't know what you want me to say to that. I mean, do you see her?
Yeah, by the way, this is a female streamer that's named the Dan Dangler. Okay. Is under fire for doing a charity stream where she donated about half the charity to herself. And then disclose. So what?
Her defense is she said she was hosting a charity stream for breast cancer. And then at the beginning of the stream, she told people that 50% of the proceeds raised during the stream would be going to charity. The rest she would obviously get to keep. So it's just, people are upset because it's sleazy that she used a charity stream. Because anytime anyone big streamer does a charity stream, they usually raise a lot more money than they do just doing a normal stream.
Of course.
Because people are donating for a good cause. So she used that as essentially a marketing ploy to get more donations and thus in turn take some for herself. And her defense was that she told everyone she was going to do that. And she said, LMFAO in all caps with lots of O's. And someone replied to that saying, adding hella O's to your LMFAO does not make your tweet any more funnier. You used an illness to get more people to donate and you took home 50%.
I mean,
rubbed a lot of people the wrong way.
Definitely. There's so many grammatical errors in all of this. It's hurting my brain. But yeah, she did say it beforehand. So you're stupid for donating. It is sleazy for her to do this. Who is watching? Because clearly this person does a specific stream for a specific reason. If you are watching and then you are donating, there's also that. But yeah, no, sucks. Why would you do that?
Brenda, how dare you make assumptions?
Please let me hear it.
I mean, how dare you assume just based on her looks and her stream tag that she does these kind of streams? She could be a top tier world elite CSGO player for all you know.
There's titties drawn in the background.
So? How many guys have drawn dicks in notebooks?
They're just posted on, and they're like flappy. Some of them are real flappy.
How many guys just do that in video games?
This is very true. Sure. But I'm taking the taking charity money as an indicator.
Mm. But she told people.
She did tell people. She did. I don't, you know, everyone can decide on their own whether they think that's morally right or wrong.
She is a Call of Duty partner streamer.
Sounds about right.
And judging by the incredible amount of photos that I am seeing on Google, I would say you were not far off. She lives in the Metro Detroit area, apparently. Apparently, that's an important thing to include in her Twitch byline. Female gamer from the Metro Detroit area.
Gives her cred.
Okay. Ugh, oh, she's... Man. She gross looking.
Yeah, it's not good. Nothing's good. Yeah.
Nothing like some bikini try on streams or bikini try on YouTube videos to really just.
Yeah, that sounds. Yep. I feel so validated right now.
I mean, I wasn't questioning you, to be honest. I just had to F with you.
Oh, in no way would you look at this story and the one snapshot photo we got, which is probably the most clothed that she's been in any of her videos.
It's pretty accurate.
Okay.
She does seem to stick to that limited level of clothing.
Ah, but yeah, so that's fun. If you wanted to vote on the Golden Joystick Awards, it is now live. So
there's only one game you should be voting for. That's Valheim. Vote
Valheim.
For Valheim.
Yes.
I don't know what category they're nominated for, but vote for them.
Yeah.
I believe it's multiplayer game.
I hope so. Because it's just going to be so good. It's. The game is so beautiful, and it's just a few people kind of doing their own thing. And anyways. So yeah, if you would like to vote, most games are going to be eligible for nomination as long as they have been released between November 20th, 2020, and let's see, October 19th.
I'm even voting right now.
He is voting right now.
Valheim, best multiplayer game, voted. I didn't know Deathloop was multiplayer.
Interesting. I didn't know either.
In the category, I don't like it. Didn't vote for it.
November 23rd will be the reveal of when all the winners are. So go ahead and stay tuned for all of that.
Vote.
It's important.
Sims 4 Cottage Living was nominated for best expansion.
Stop it.
I voted for Ghost of Tsushima Iki Island expansion.
Yeah, thank you.
I heard that I heard that was phenomenal.
And it was an attribute to so many things. It raised money. It saved the island. Like, no, that's the one you need to vote for.
So wholesome.
So good.
Best gaming hardware. I don't see PC on here. Oh, there it is. NVIDIA RTX 3080 voted.
This whole thing is trash if PC is not on it.
Right? Very interesting.
Smash Bros. Ultimate Final Update is done. It brings Isabelle and Doom Guy together, looking like little chibis. They are cute. So this is the final major update for Smash Bros. Ultimate. So that is a total of 82 fighters. Holy F. That's a lot. Like,
yeah.
Ugh. So
yeah, it is. I mean, well, it's also like, remember there was that meme a long time ago of the Doom and the
yes.
Animal Crossing crossover. So this is like a culmination of that meme. It's finally a reality.
Fantastic. So, yay. And this is like kind of funny that it's starting when like Animal Crossing New Horizons and Doom Eternal, like right were kind of planned to launch at the same time. It was just perfect. So cute. Anyways, now you can play them and. Wow. I love the look of Isabelle in the Doom like suit. It's honestly epic.
It's excellent.
But yeah. Fun stuff. Most excellent. Let's see what else here. Da, da, da. Elden Ring. Network test. You can sign up. Super cool.
Just Google it.
Oh no.
Go sign up.
There you go. Go sign up. Go play. Let's see. And Xbox 20th anniversary event. Jeez, 20 years? Really? I feel like it should be longer than that.
2001, Xbox released. So did the original Halo. It's the 20th anniversary of Halo as well.
This man loves his Halo.
Honestly, so yeah. Halo is the pinnacle of single player / multiplayer shooters.
I won't argue.
And actually, if you look at it, if you go back to some of the original design elements of the game, it like actually defined the entire FPS genre, especially the campaign version. A lot of the stuff that they did for coding, specifically for AI, is still utilized today. That Halo at the time was known to have some of the best AI programming in existence.
Yes.
I'm serious. There's documentaries about it.
It's I know.
Great.
I know.
I don't like you condescending me. Don't patronize me.
I'm not.
I want to be quiet again.
No, I'm just laughing. I think we've totally talked about Halo a million times over just because everything that's happening has come out. Getting some aggression over here. Some fingers are flying my way. Not the ones I want. The man is confused.
I mean, I think that is the one you want, right?
Maybe.
It's my longest one.
Can't. We went to a different place. Fantastic. But they're going to be celebrating with a digital broadcast. Stop it. Wait, live long and prosper? Is that the one? Fantastic.
Nice.
We're so screwed when there's going to be video involved with this.
I mean, it's going to be even worse because we're going to be filming it in person together. So.
So much slapping will happen.
So much inappropriate touching, Brenna. Hands to yourself.
Me?
Yes, you.
I'm pretty sure there's a video.
Nope.
Floating around.
Nope.
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 Yeah, we've tried this once before. How did it go?
Nope.
That's what I thought.
The one time. The one time.
Fantastic. Never.
She harasses me regularly, everybody.
Please send help. No, so it is celebrating with a digital broadcast. It will take place Monday, November 15th, which is apparently exactly 20 years to the date. Sir, do not run with scissors. And so This is the original release date. This show's falling apart real quick now. For the love, he's got actual scissors now. Yeah, so we'll see. No announcements for new games. This is just kind of a look back at the last 20 years. I love that, actually.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be nice to see just like an event that isn't about like games and putting the pressure on the industry. It's just like, hey, look at this really awesome thing that we did.
Yeah, it's just a celebration of one of the greatest consoles. I mean, it's one of three consoles in gaming at this point, so. But, I mean, pretty revolutionary.
The pairing of Xbox 360 and, or Xbox and Halo was, yes.
Gave them the advantage for many years.
360 really did it. And that was the, that was it.
You know what? Halo, Xbox would have had nothing if it wasn't for their online system.
Yeah.
That was what gave them the edge. Is they and went, Sony they went always for relied
on their gameplay, like on the storyline. It was so good and solid.
That's well, no, it worked. Went there. It worked great for PlayStation 2, but like the original Xbox was pushing online multiplayer, and then the 360 cashed in on it, and then Sony tried to do both story games and online multiplayer with PlayStation 3, and we just don't talk about PlayStation 3 anymore. It was kind of like a black spot on Sony's record. They recovered nicely with PlayStation 4, though.
I honestly, that's when I was like really starting to play as PlayStation 3, so I've got nothing for love for the fat boy.
God, it was so fat.
It was a thick boy. Yeah. So. Anyways.
I miss my Xbox 360. It was a good console. Xbox One was a piece of shit.
360 had like major crashing issues.
Only the first gen, the first wave, there was a solder issue. And so basically there was a point where the console got too hot too many times. You would red ring of death because it would,
yeah,
you know, no. Undo some of the soldering.
Yeah.
But I mean, in Microsoft's defense, they did full free replacements for anybody that had it.
That's nice.
So I sent my console in 4 weeks later. I got it back, brand new, working condition. It worked for another year and a half before I got it again, and it was out of warranty. So I just went and bought the Xbox 360 Elite. It was all black. It was very sexy.
That is sexy.
So great console. Uh-huh. Love that thing so much.
But that is it for us this week. Thank you to everybody that supported us on Patreon. You know where we're at, DL website. That thing is going. Our new show is, I don't know what is going on. We will figure it out.
It's in the works.
It is in the works.
We have other things in the works ahead of that, though.
Yes. We're working. The bottom line.
Are we, Brenna?
You know, I
are
yeah.
we working?
We are working a lot. You know what? I drive to work every day and I work hard. Damn it.
Sure you do. Sure you do, sweetie.
Tear.
I work a lot harder than you.
Is it because you're a man? Men always work harder.
Why did you have to make it a gender thing?
Okay. Anyways. You have to start the outro.
Do I? Always,
yes, because it is you first, and then it is me.
Is it, though?
Yeah, and it's weird if it's the other way around, okay?
I don't know. I think we should try it the other way around.
And remember...
No, nope, don't like it. Start.
Exactly.
That's it for this week, guys. Good luck and have fun, everybody.
And remember, keep your goose loose.
My name is Brian Burton. It's been 26 years since the bombs fell. And since I've left the vault, I've been trying to rebuild. But this isn't the Appalachia that I remember. There's so much more to everything going on. And I promise to find the answer. So if you're out there, if you're listening, just hone in on these coordinates. Remember, there's a place for you at the end.
Omega. The Omega Broadcast Fallout Story is available on iTunes, Spotify, and many great podcasting sources.
Ahoy there, ye landlubbers. Avast, my name is Captain Logan, and I'll be your guide out on the Sea of Thieves. If you love the idea of stealing treasure, cutting down cursed skeletons, fighting off krakens, and raiding forts filled to the brim with shinies, then Sea of Thieves is the game for you. Join me each week as I dive into the news and bring back the nuggets of information that any sailor worth their weight in salt would desire. You don't have to be a pirate legend to gain access to my podcast. Just search for Keelhauled, a Sea of Thieves podcast in your podcast app of choice, or head over to robotsradio.net or captainlogan.podbeam.com and get ready to set sail for adventure. Arrgh.